But Jane's online. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
Jane, well, first caller, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, Jane, you've rung before.
I have.
You're Jane the truckie.
I am, truckette.
Jane the truckette. Where are you heading to tonight?
I am heading to Sydney.
And
the warmer weather.
The warmer weather. You're 29 today. Where did you come from?
I left Melbourne, so straight up the Hume.
Yeah, okay. Everything clear tonight?
Yeah, nice, easy run. I mean, the Hume's about as easy as it gets, to be honest.
I beg your pardon?
The Hume is about as easy as it gets. For all the runs on Australian turf, Melbourne to Sydney, it's a big freeway, dual lane the whole way. It's an easy, easy run.
Okay, I thought you said something else then. I thought that's a bit unfair. But no, as easy as it gets. I thought you said something else. Jane, you wanted to talk about transgender terms in schools. There is a proposal to do away with traditional terms like mum and dad at some Victorian schools. It's just a thought bubble at this point. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so for everyone who doesn't know, which is all of your listeners at this point, I'm actually a transgender woman. And
okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I transitioned, I guess you could say, sort of midlife in my 30s. But before I transitioned, before I had my light bulb moment where I realised that I couldn't keep going on, I lived a life of a man and I had children. And those children, they're older now because, I mean, you know, they grow up. But on the theory of mum and dad, as far as a transgender woman's concerned, well, my kids, like I fathered them, but
yeah.
I don't want to be called dad or seen as dad because I'm not really a man. And so there's no affiliation there. But my kids, and, you know, they're well within their rights, they don't want to call me mum either because they have a mum. And, you know, mum's a special person. And I understand that. So personally, I mostly just get my parent, which is fairly generic, I guess.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah, so my opinion is, I guess, that it seems to me that, as I like to call them, the pen pushers of the world, the people who've gone to university and got a license to drive a pen, seem to have this notion of creating a set of rules that suit everybody. And when you're trying to make a rule that literally suits everyone, it doesn't really work because we're all different. Like, you know, my name's Jane, your name's Luke, you know, we're different. You're a man, you've got kids, you're a father, you affiliate with that name, and you have obviously many fond memories of being the father, the dad, you know, and this is where the outrage is. It's like, I'm a proud father, I'm a proud mother, I'm a proud parent, grandparent even, and people don't want that stripped away from them. But I think that there's just such a big push to generalize so that we can have one rule for everyone rather than dealing with, okay, I myself, I'm a minority. I know I'm in a minority, and I accept that. I don't personally feel bad when some kid walks up to their mother and talks to their mum and says, "Hey, mum," because that's their picture. So I'm at a loss as to why they want one rule for all when we're all different.
Yeah,
you've just
put it really, really well. And God, I'm glad you rang. I didn't know. We've spoken before. I didn't know that you are transgender. So you were born a man, but you never felt comfortable in a man's skin. You always felt like a woman, did you?
I mean, I guess for those who know, when I was born, I was assigned male at birth. That is that they looked at what bits I had and they said, there's a boy. The thing is that who we actually are is imprinted in our brains. And so gender, particularly for those who are transgender or gender diverse, is really more about a feeling that they have. It's kind of like whether you're left or right-handed, whether you're gay or straight. It's a feeling. It's just, you know, try and write with the wrong hand. It doesn't feel right. And that's what gender is to the gender diverse. It's being what they were assigned at birth doesn't feel right.
You see, this is all very new. And transgender people have been around, I would assume, forever. But you didn't talk about it. It wasn't, and I say this with respect, Jane, and you would understand what I'm saying. It wasn't normal. Homosexuality wasn't normal. It was homosexuals that labelled people like me straight. So what's the opposite of straight, if that was the label we were given? But now we live in an age where we can talk about these things, and I think it's very, very healthy. Because once upon a time, Jane, 50 or 60 years ago, or even, you know, 70 or 80 years ago, for you to live the life that you want to live, that you believe nature intended you to live, you'd have been burnt at the stake.
Yeah. I recently came across a publication by someone who was clearly way more clever than me, who likened the theory of that when you get up in the morning, you get ready, you go to work, and let's, you know, pretend we're all doing the 9 to 5, which is not the case for everyone up at this hour, but you can imagine someone, they get up, they get dressed, they get ready, they go to work. They don't like their job, but they deal with it, you know. And during the day, they might think, you know, I'll just get through today and then, you know, I can go home and relax, you know. And then they go home and they have their dinner and they spend their free time with their family or whatever. And then they go to bed. But then there's always that dread. I got to do it all again tomorrow, you know. Mm. And it's just a job they hate. Like, and this happens with some people in society. When you are gender diverse, whether you realize it or not, essentially you're living a life where it's your whole life, not just your job, where every day becomes a grind and you just hate it. And it just, you become miserable. And then eventually, hopefully, you realize what the problem is and you go and get that job you love. Whereas in our case, the job we love is being who we actually are, even though that wasn't what we were assigned when they looked at us when we were born.
Wow. This is Jane the truckie, who's rung a number of times before but has revealed to us all this morning that Jane was born a man, has fathered children. But Jane decided, how many years ago?
I had my light bulb moment about 12 years ago now.
12 years? How old were you 12 years ago?
Well, I was 35 when I realised that I just couldn't do it anymore.
Had you grown up as a child knowing that things weren't right?
I did. When I was 4 and I went to preschool, I played with all the girls. I loved it. It was normal. It was natural. And in my kindergarten, at least, there was no gender segregation. Kids just played with kids. Mm-hmm. My best friend was a girl. I played with other girls. I just enjoyed myself as a kid. Didn't think anything of it because, well, what kids really do.
But what about when you hit adolescence and hormones started jumping in? Were you attracted because you were a man back then? What was your first name back then?
Your first name of your assigned birth is what the gender diverse and trans people call their dead name.
All right, okay, it doesn't matter. Let's say you were Bruce. Were you attracted to women because you've fathered children? So you've had sexual intercourse with a woman. You've fathered children. Were you attracted to men and women, or were you always? Explain that.
Just to quickly clarify something, I realised something was up, but I didn't have words for it when I was 5, yeah, when I started primary school, because suddenly there was the gender divide and I didn't fit anywhere. So that's when I knew something was up, but I didn't have words for it at that age. And that's a very common thing for young kids. They just don't have words for what's wrong. They don't understand.
So you would have been fighting this enormous battle inside yourself and you had no one to talk to about it because you didn't get it.
Literally no idea what it was.
No idea.
Literally, it's just something's not right. I don't know what it is. I don't fit in. I feel alone. And I don't have anyone to talk to. I don't even know what words to say if I did.
Have you had surgery and all that?
Yes. I've been through the whole gambit.
You've done the whole thing. You're a fully operational woman, but you have fathered children. So you've had sexual intercourse with a woman, and you fathered. Yeah. Were you married or?
Yeah. So in my adolescence, I realised I was bisexual in my teenage years, but of course, when I was a teenager, it was very easy just to live the hetero life, even though it didn't feel right, I guess. So I dated women and eventually married one who I then obviously had kids with. But, you know, that relationship didn't feel wrong to me, but again, bisexual. That's obviously not everyone's case. But I, over the years, just became more and more miserable because I hated the job of being a man. It just didn't feel right.
How old are your kids now?
They're adults now.
How do they feel that Dad is now, I don't know, not mum because they have a mother. How do they feel about your transition?
I mean, I guess it's kind of hard to say in the sense that they don't remember me from before. So they were young kids when I transitioned and they just don't remember who I was before. So they obviously know, but they grew up with it. So
wow. Well, I tell you this now, Jane. You through to the semis of being caller of the week. It's been a fascinating conversation. I applaud you for ringing up and explaining it all because it's a new world to people like me, and I'm going to keep an open mind. And it's been a fascinating discussion, and thank you so much.
No worries, Luke. I think probably the biggest hurdle that most people don't understand is that it's not a choice. It's just who you are, and it's the only choice is whether you do or don't do something about it, and then hopefully if you do something about it that the people that you love don't make your life a hell for it. That's really all it is.
Well said. Lovely to talk to you again, Jane.
Thanks, Luke.
Please ring anytime, okay?
No worries. Will do. Have a good night.
You have a good night too. There you go. What an amazing first call. Jane, who used to be a bloke, she's done the full transition and never felt right about it. You didn't talk about it years ago. You didn't talk about being homosexual. God, you didn't talk about masturbating. Still considered a sin in the Catholic Church. So it's a new world, isn't it? But there you go. I applaud Jane and I take my hat off. Thank you so much for ringing up and being so brave and explaining it all so eloquently. What an amazing woman. 133353 is the number. We'll take a break. Be back. The Night Shift, Triple M.